Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. Today, we're going to be discussing Beyonce's Act 2 of her Renaissance 3-part series. So, let's get straight into it. So, I've been off for a while. I missed you. I am back. I'm rested. I'm ready to go and get into these hot topics. So, on our Instagram page, I gave you guys an option of several topics. And this by far was the topic that you guys want to talk about the most. So here we are. During the Super Bowl, Beyonce did indeed break the internet with her Verizon commercial where she is trying to break the internet. In the commercial, she has many different setups, one of which some of you guys thought was shade to Nicki Minaj. We'll get into that. So she had many different setups. And in these different setups, you know, we see her being an astronaut. We see her going back to the iconic Lemonade album. We see her just doing all these different things. And this is supposed to be a call to her basically coming out, you know, with new music. So at the end, she's like, I think they can handle it. We're going to drop the music. So she then talks about, you know, Renaissance Act 2, which, you know, we're all trying to understand, like, which act will be which. Of course, Renaissance 1 was a house album, a ballroom album dedicated to her uncle Johnny, who was in the ballroom scene, helped her with her makeup and overall style, and was a close friend of her mother's. And we all know in the beginning of Destiny's Child, Mama Tina did their hair, she did their styling, she did basically, you know, everything for the group, and her assistance in that was Uncle Johnny, and he was part of the ballroom, the gay LGBT scene. So that was an ode to him and just Black people being involved in house music in general. So that was Act 1. Act 2 has now been revealed to be a country album. So yeehaw, y'all, we getting down to the country on this album. Now, Beyonce went ahead and just released 2 singles, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, and that will be followed by the entire album, which will be coming out March 29th. So spring is definitely taking it. You know, Taylor announced that she will be dropping in the spring as well. So it's just going to be a heavy hitter spring. It's also been slightly announced, but not confirmed by Beyonce, but slightly announced that there will be an Act 2 tour coming up at the end of this year. So I'm just like, oh my God. Then Beyonce is also just recently dropped, I think it was Monday, that she dropped her hairline with her mother. I believe it's pronounced Sacred. And I will say the products were pretty reasonably priced, like $30 to $40 for the shampoos and washes and masks and things like that. So Beyonce is definitely coming for the coin. She's coming for next. She's coming for that country spot. I'm excited to see it. 16 Carriages was good. I really, really like Texas Hold'em. I feel like Texas Hold'em will go number one. Don't quote me, but quote me. It's a great album. It's a great song. And I really feel like it's really, really country. It's not like R&B country. I think it's really country. I think her soulful voice on the track makes people think it's not country, but it's country from a Black woman. Black women can sing country. Shout out to K. Michelle. And what is that lady's name? There's, you know, all the Black women who have been doing country and kind of been pushed to the outskirts. I really think this is going to help their movement. I also think that Beyonce is coming for that album of the year. She was like, I've crossed over from pop to R&B to almost rap on some songs. But, you know, she never gets nominated in the rap category. But that's my unpopular opinion. I really do feel like Beyonce raps at times. So she's done that. Then she did house, dance music, and now she's going into country. I think she's just kind of in her own Beyonce way, like trolling them, like, I can do it all. I should be winning album of the year or record of the year. So we'll see. It's like a little touche to the Grammys. Let's see, you know, what they do with this. Anywho, you know, the songs are definitely climbing. Beyonce's released a cappella versions and other versions. So she is technically now holding the top 5 spots on the country iTunes chart with all the different versions of 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em. And it is expected to go number 1. Now, of course, there's always some controversy. So allegedly, because of Kanye West's trolling of Taylor Swift, the Swifty fans are now telling each other in their group chats and their different like blogs and stuff, or however they keep track of each other, you know, the fan accounts, to stream Texas Hold'em to knock Vultures out of the number one spot. But the crazy thing is, Vultures was not completely cleared. And so iTunes has now pulled Vultures off of iTunes. So without Vultures being on iTunes, I highly doubt that it will reach the number one spot. I don't know what's going on with the clearances. It seems like this Kanye West Ty Dolla $ign album has been coming out for the longest time. We've heard release parties up until like months ago that have been happening. So I just don't understand what's going on with that, why everything hasn't been finally cleared or just pulled from the album. But the album was pulled yesterday from iTunes. I don't know if a new version has now been uploaded, but yeah, without that kind of traction, I just don't see how he will go number one, if that even matters to Kanye at this point. I don't think so. But yeah, we are all wearing our cowboy hats. We're definitely in our cowgirl era. I definitely am excited to see what Beyonce has for us for the rest of the album. You know, what are your thoughts on it? Do you enjoy Texas Hold'em? Do you enjoy 16 Carriages? Do you think that this is going to be the next huge movement for Beyonce? I'm excited to hear the rest of the album. I really do like Texas Hold'em. I'm excited to see the line dances, what people come up with on TikTok, you know, if it'll be fully embraced. There was also a little tea with that. An Oklahoma radio station initially denied playing Texas Hold'em. And they said, you know, we're a country station, we don't play Beyonce. Then, of course, with all the publicity, that post went viral. They had to then come back. I do feel as though Beyonce is going to be facing a lot of racism where it comes to country music, because, you know, she performed Daddy's Lessons with the Dixie Chicks on the CMT Awards years ago, and it caught a lot of heat for country musicians and like lovers of country to keep country music the majority white. So I do think she's going to encounter a lot of racism, a lot of, you know, pushback as it relates to requesting the song, getting the song played, getting the songs on the charts, getting nominated. You know, Lil Nas X went through this with Old Town Road. They actually had to add Billy Ray Cyrus, who is a white country legend, to the song in order to get him nominated for certain things, because country music would not accept it without Billy Ray. So it's going to be a long road to hoe, but, you know, Beyonce is from Texas. I'm sure, you know, country music does come from African Americans. Contrary to popular belief, it was just taken over by other groups, but country music and blues and stuff like that is deeply ingrained into Black history, into the makings of our music. And this is ancestral for her. This is something, you know, from her home state that I'm sure, you know, R&B and soul and other things come from Texas, but a lot of country comes from Texas too. So I'm excited to see what she does with it. Hopefully there won't be too much pushback, but you know, we're used to that. Like, I hate to say it, but this is America. we're not strangers to racism and people getting pushback and people being mad about nothing. So, you know, it is what it is, but I'm excited for this next chapter. I want to know in the comments, which song did you enjoy more, Texas Hold'em or 16 Carriages? And what are your expectations for this new Beyonce project? I just got to know. I got to know your thoughts. All right. Thank you all for listening to this mini sip, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Bye.